Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio.
I'm Danny Wisentowski in for Elaine Shaw. Before she was fired as superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools this fall, Keisha Scarlett spent more than $200,000 on things like food delivery and travel. Those details come from a 55-page audit released this week by the district. The report documents the apparent misuse of funds and reveals more about the inner workings of the district that's facing a lot of questions about its leadership. Here to talk about that report and what it says about the brief, controversial tenure of former superintendent Keisha Scarlett, we have Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio's education reporter. Hiba, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I mentioned in the intro that this report shows questionable spendings, and we have an update to get to that you just wrote about today involving a recall of all of the district's credit cards. If you're wondering how things are going with this audit, that might tell you something if your next step is recalling all of your credit cards. But let's look at this report. What stood out to you about that?
Right. So this is a report that looked at all of the expenditures during Scarlett's nearly 14-month tenure with the district, including credit cards, contracts to new hires, salaries that were offered without board approval. This report looked at 4 out of the 20 credit cards that are issued by the district to, you know, district-level employees. And the 4 cards that they looked at were for the former superintendent, Keisha Scarlett, the office of the superintendent, the chief of staff, and the student support services department. So the things that I picked up on were, you know, $34,000 worth of questionable charges on those credit cards. Things included like hotel and flight upgrades, which are prohibited by district policy. There was also, you know, $1,700 on the credit card charges, $1,700 worth of credit card charges. And that's notable because the superintendent gets an $800 allowance or a district car. So those were additional charges that she made that broke district policy.
I just want to be clear here, because as you're going through these credit card charges and the audit, it is not yet clear how much of this spending was improper, how much of it fell outside the lines. Some of it very much seems to be hard to find a category that would make it legitimate, like food deliveries or some of that travel you mentioned. Mm-hmm. How much do we know about how of this money? Is all of this money misspent, or is that something that we still need to find out?
That's something that we're still trying to figure out. You know, I've reached out to Scarlett and I've reached out to district leadership asking that exact question. You know, help me understand. You know, sometimes these credit card charges are for things like school supplies or office supplies or something like that, right? But we still don't have enough clarification. Scarlett has not gotten back to us, nor has district leadership provided any more context.
I want to make sure that we kind of highlight the origin of this, because the controversy and the scrutiny over Keisha Scarlett did not begin with questions over her credit card spending, but rather the salaries of her staff, her hiring practices. Remind us how we got here.
Right. So back in July, the board picked up on some unapproved salaries, right? They saw, things come across these HR transaction reports, right? These are reports that are given to the board every single month. These show, you know, departures from the district. And what they started to notice was like, hey, wait, these salaries are way higher than things that we've approved in the past. And so that is what set off the red flag, according to Matt Davis, who spoke to me earlier this week. And that is what started, initially she was put on leave, and then the audit was ordered by the board. So, and then from there, she was eventually fired in September. The investigation has kind of carried on from there.
And she maintains that she acted properly in this. Is that correct?
Yes. No, she says that she did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And I have reached out to her lawyer, Sherry Coles, for a statement. She says that Scarlett is still reviewing a lot of what the report says. Coles has also said that, you know, Scarlett was blocked by the board from being able to make her case and defend herself in front of the board. So that's still something that I'm waiting to hear back from.
So you mentioned Matt Davis. He's the vice president of the SLPS board. And you had a chance to ask him about this report's release and what it says about Keisha Scarlett. And this is what he said.
The school board didn't violate the policies. The superintendent did. And when we realized that that was happening, we took action. So if the superintendent chose not to follow her contract, chose not to seek board approval and do contracts in violation of the policies, there's nothing that the board could have foreseen to prevent her from doing that.
And that's St. Louis Public School Board Vice President Matt Davis defending the board's actions. So, Hiba, Davis said it was Keisha Scarlett who violated those policies, not the board. Mm-hmm. Did the audit have anything to say about the board?
Absolutely. The board, the audit, interestingly, provided a lot of insight into the fact that there was a lack of oversight from the board, meaning that, the board did not have policies in place where they would be checking in on Scarlett on some of these, big salary increases that we've seen. And I asked Matt Davis about that, and he says, look, like the board is going to adopt new policies. For example, next month they plan to vote on new financial policies so that the board is, in the loop about any major spending that's happening from the district. This is the board's way of trying to, right the wrongs of, some of the money that has been spent. A lot of the questions that I keep hearing from the public, I've seen, on Instagram comments and Facebook comments and such, and people that I've spoken to, they say, look, where was the board in all of this? Why wasn't this oversight in place beforehand?
Do we have any questions about that? A lot of this audit, this oversight, these details seem to be things that you would think would be part of the regular duties of the board and oversight, not something happening only in the light of scandal. Why is this happening only now?
That's pretty unclear. Matt Davis has said that a lot of the policies that are in place for the board have been in place since the 1990s, and they're working to overhaul those policies so that they can provide more oversight over the district. And we'll have to see how those recommendations are adopted by the board and by the district going forward.
Now, you have some new reporting today out because there has been additional action by the district in response to this audit. They have issued a recall of all of their credit cards issued to staff, not just the ones that were used by Keisha Scarlett, it seems, but those that were given to other employees. This seems like a pretty muscular response to something. What does this tell us? Are there other problems in other credit cards and potentially other staff members, or is this all related to Keisha?
Yeah, so right now the district has 20 credit cards. These are issued by the district, usually to department heads. Interim Superintendent Millicent Borchade has asked that all of those credit cards be returned to Angie Banks, who is the chief financial officer for the district, by 10 a.m. on Monday morning. And that does include that Borchade is subject to that policy. She will also have to turn in those credit cards. And they say it's because until they figure out, the scope of, how those credit cards have been used by various district leaders, they want to take back those credit cards. It raises questions about, how are those credit cards being used and whether or not there was misuse in other departments. Again, this report, this audit only looked at four. There's 20 in total. That's a lot.
Is there worry that there might be a greater revelation here, or even more misspent funds that could hurt the district at a point where it's really trying to get over its transportation issues and do all the other things that a school has to do? Is there another shoe that's going to drop that might cast another light on this entirely?
What I can say is that, we are continuing to go through some of the credit card transactions that St. Louis Public Radio received through a records request that was submitted by our colleague Kate Grumpke back in July after Scarlett was put on leave. And we are still combing through those. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch has also looked at some of the credit card statements for some of the other credit cards in the district beyond the four that were mentioned in this audit. And they found also, expenditures that are unauthorized by, the district.
So, the paper described charges at adult establishments, including Hooters in Columbia, $700 at Up Bar in St. Louis, $700 at Dick's Last Resort in Dallas. A lot of these just sound like really great weekend vacations.
Yeah. It is troubling because, at the end of the day, this is taxpayer money that we're talking about.
So what are the things that you're going to be looking at as you continue reporting? What are you hearing from parents or people in the district in our last minute here?
Yeah, absolutely. So, what I'm hoping to understand is, how is this resonating with teachers and school administrators across the district? How are families feeling about this? teachers in SLPS continue to make pretty low salaries across and compared to national averages. And, you know, I want to hear from teachers and from parents. You know, we talk about schools being under-resourced and such, but then you hear these big, big numbers about school administrators. How does that resonate with folks? I'm also curious to hear about, you know, what else are in those credit card statements that we're still kind of combing through. And, you know, we'll have to see whether or not the district or Scarlett provides additional context for those expenditures.
Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio's education reporter, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
And by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.